It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
A spokesperson for the NBA says that Lil Wayne's claims that he's banned from the league's events is false. Mark Broussard, senior director of basketball communications, says that there is no truth at all to the rapper's claims that he had been banned from attending any further NBA games. Broussard went even further to say that he voluntarily left the Miami Heat game, from which he said he was allegedly ejected from. Meanwhile, Wayne took his feud further at a concert this past weekend in Houston, claiming that he had an affair with Chris Bosh's wife, Adrian, and took time to diss LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. Rapper C-Murder will remain in prison to serve out his life sentence. The Supreme Court denied his appeal of a murder conviction, a last effort to set him free stemming from the murder of a 16-year-old fan in Louisiana. His attorney argued that because federal juries must reach unanimous verdicts in criminal cases, he should not have been convicted. A jury voted 10-2. However, Louisiana is one of two states that allows for non-unanimous convictions. Dwayne Wade's ex-wife is accusing the basketball star of depriving their children of life-saving asthma medication. Siobhan filed documents in their ongoing custody dispute, claiming that he has never obtained any asthma inhalers or nebulizer machines for the children since he was awarded custody 2 years ago. Siobhan says that Dwayne is putting their children's lives in danger and wants the court to order him to be more attentive and to keep her informed in their treatment. She also claims that Dwayne has been cheating her out of her parenting time and wants him prosecuted for visitation abuse. Jay-Z, Rick Ross, and Dr. Dre are being sued by gospel songwriters Clare Shepherd Warrick and Jimmy Lee Wary over a sample on Three Kings. Warrick and Wary own the rights to the 1976 hit I'm So Grateful and claim the suit is about more than just the sample, but also how it connects them to a song that's against their value since the rapper video includes graphic depictions of drug use, nudity, gun violence, criminal conduct, and actions demeaning to women. They're suing for an undisclosed amount. Speaking of lawsuits, Jennifer Lopez has settled one of hers, filed last year by her former limo driver, Jacob Manikunian, who claimed that Lopez and her manager, Benny Medina, stiffed him out of promised payments. Lopez, meanwhile, countersued him for extortion. The two have now reached a settlement that is undisclosed. The mother of late rapper Tupac Shakur says that she will release his entire body of works, including all of his unreleased tracks. I believe it's our responsibility to make sure that Tupac's entire body of works is made available for his fans, she said.